Dear Tarana members, when a Star of the Month committee started to brainstorm on how to diversify Star of the Month presentations, one of the ideas that we really found attractive was to bring our previous Stars of the Months back and find out how they have been doing, how the journey has been. The first person that we thought of is our own Ashimda. Ashimda has been there for a long time, and he has contributed a lot towards the community. One of the things that we love about him is his balanced, very cool, very fantastic personality, and he is just a wonderful moderator where I call him the voice of logic, basically. Every time he says something, it's very balanced, very nice, and brings a lot of tension down, basically. So I can call him a tension tamer, too. But anyways, we really would like to get your feedback on this new attempt of the SOM committee and see if this is something that you like or if there are anything that we can improve upon. So please feel free to give us feedback on the forum. And with that, we start with the interview. So first of all, Ashimda, what I had in mind is I'll try and take you back to way, way past. Bolte hai na ki maazi mein zara apne jhaankiye, to peek into your past and tell me how you got into it. I know that you have mentioned it in your written interview also, but I would really like to hear it in your own words. How did it all start? How did you first find out the singing capability of yours?
Well, to answer your question first, and I never took a lesson or anything, it was really during my very early childhood, you know, when I used to live in Lucknow and Delhi. I used to live to, you know, the Viv Dwarati and the Jaimala and all those kinds of good stuff. And kind of like got into, liking mostly Kishore songs and, the Fiji songs. And kind of like, you know, like Gundanate Rete. And then I think, you know, and then basically that's how it started, you know, and then I, you know, I started singing, you know, like in the bathroom. I still do. And my dad said that, why don't you take lessons? I said, you know what? I was very, very young at the time. I was like, I think I was seven or eight years old.
Wow.
And he wanted to put me into like a school. At the time, we were living in Lucknow, and my mother used to take dance lessons at the Vatkan musical something. It was really famous in that area. But I really never got into actually sitting down and learning, especially at that that chulbula age. I slowly got into like singing outside the bathroom, and it was the first time, if I can remember correctly, we were back in Calcutta, and we were living in in the outskirts of Calcutta, a place called Barakpur, and my dad was heavily involved, and so was my mom, into this community, the functions and the programs, and at one, I remember very vividly, it was something like a 10th year anniversary of their club or something of that nature, and they asked me, in fact, one of my dad's friends, came to our house, one night for dinner, and he heard me singing in the bathroom, and so he said, why don't you ask your son to do like one song, as the opening ceremony, in the program, and I think I was like 10 years old at the time.
Wow.
It was a community club where, my parents were very active members, and they prepared me to sing in the opening song for one of their annual, the program. And obviously, it was a Bengali Tagore song. It was kind of like conventional to open up in any kind of Bengali program. I remember how I cried, for days due to the sheer, the stage fright. And my mom would, have her friend sit with me, because my mom used to dance, so she had nothing to do with singing. And she would have her friend sit with me, with the harmonium, and rehearse the song. And I was literally shaking, you know, when on the final day, when the curtain opened and sort of kind of like sat there silently and then didn't move, didn't look up the audience, didn't do anything, you know, basically in pure fear until, my mom's friend, she nudged me and kind of like, started playing the harmonium, looking at me and seeing that there's like no movement from my side. And I basically kept my eyes on the, on the lyrics for the whole time and didn't even look up the audience for one. Funny thing was, once I started, and I honestly think I remember this thing so vividly, once I started singing the song, I just got lost into the song itself and basically forgot about my fear and the surrounding.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
And then I basically, I was brought back on the earth with, when the audience started applauding, because I was like so little and so nervous. And soon my mom came on the stage and gave me a kiss, and that was the best, best moment in my life.
So that brings to one of my questions. What was that first song, if it was the first song?
It was a Bengali Tigur song. It was it's called Dinir Sheshe Ghume Deshe Ghumta Pora Uchaya.
And I think I was going to ask you about your first embarrassing moment, and that kind of covers that part too, or does it?
Well, embarrassing, I wouldn't call it embarrassing, it's like more of a fear.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, embarrassing. I didn't have really any, grace of God, and so-called embarrassing moment from my, from my presentation or my performance side, but I do recall one very embarrassing situation, if you may call it, on stage that I would like to share, share with you.
If you would, please, we really will appreciate it.
it was very funny, though. Let me tell you, in college, back in Calcutta, we formed an orchestra group, and, just us as students, I think about like 11 people, in the group. And we used to perform, in or around Calcutta at like different occasions, especially, like during the puja festivals.
I see.
And we were performing at one such program. It was a place right outside Calcutta, called Madhumgram, and with my full orchestra and myself and my female partner. The particular situation came when, how it went. The next song in my repertoire was Ankit Kumar's, that song "Bade Achhe Lagte Hain" from Balika Vadhu.
I see.
Bade Achhe Lagte Hain.
Yeah.
And I have sung that song at couple other places before that, but at that particular program, as I was about to start, my friend Dibindu, he was the lead synthesizer player, he all of a sudden came to me and whispered to my ear, saying that he would do, that part where Pancham goes, "Oh, Maji Re Jaiyo Piya Kaise." He said that, "Ashim, if you don't mind, can I do that part?" And I was kind of like, a little shocked. He never sang in his life except for, like casual humming during our rehearsal.
I see.
And I didn't want, I just didn't know what to say on the spot and didn't want to hurt his feelings either. So I sort of like agreed and started the song. Now, picture this. The guy had never sang into a microphone. Therefore, he had absolutely no clue about voice throw and or how to tame your voice in front of the mic, because it actually amplifies your voice.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
The result, when the sequence came, that he started to sing, "Oh, Maji Re Jaiyo Piya Kaise," he sort of blurted it out at full-throated voice without realizing that the microphone would amplify it, and God knows how many speakers were there.
Oh, wow.
Because it was like an outdoor program. It amplified so many times, and such a soft, mellow song. And here my friend Dibindu screamed to scare the devil out of the crowd. And the speakers kind of like gave out a shrill, ear-piercing feedback. And worse yet, because of his sudden scream, he was prepared, but I guess he just didn't realize that how fast and how loud he's going to scream, he basically started coughing and choking hysterically. And it was so bad that we had to stop the, stop the program, take him backstage, and literally drench him with cold water. And he was coughing so badly that we were getting extremely nervous, And on top of that, to make the event even more chaotic, if you say, seeing his pain and agony, his girlfriend, who was, actually my partner, started crying her eyes out. And she was crying so badly that her voice got completely choked.
Oh, boy.
What a situation. So we were forced to stop the show, and, Dibindu, my friend, could no longer continue on the synthesizer. But thank God the crowd was forgiving, and it was not too at the beginning of the show. Otherwise, we could have, they could have started breaking the chairs, and, you know how it goes.
it's pretty funny how things can go really out of control completely. And get you completely by surprise. I cannot imagine the expressions on the face of the guy who just
unbelievable.
Went through all this. Wow.
Yeah. I would never forget that situation.